Welcome to The Deep Dive. I'm your host, Ed Reif, and this is the Secret Lives of Pronouns Personally Focused podcast. Here we dig into language, uncovering, you know, the hidden meanings and personal value, especially in those tiny words we often just gloss over, pronouns, function words.
It's amazing what they reveal.
Totally. And today we're exploring something I find fascinating. The idea that speech play isn't banter, it's leverage. We're going to look at this specifically through the lens of poker.
Ah, poker. High stakes, high pressure.
Exactly. How those little junk words of the function words can actually work like poker tells, giving away clues about truthfulness, maybe intense psychological states, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's less about the big bluff sometimes and more about the tiny grammatical giveaways.
And we're drawing a lot today from, well, from my own research into how these function words operate, particularly when it comes to detecting maybe deception or subtle cues in communication.
Right. Because when we think about poker strategy, we often focus on, you know, the bold statements, the betting patterns, but the actual structure of how someone talks, that's where some real insight lies.
Okay. So let's back up a bit for folks maybe thinking, hold on, function words, poker, what's the link? What exactly are function words? We're not talking nouns and verbs, are we?
No, not the main content carriers. Function words are more like the scaffolding. Think pronouns I, me, they, you articles like the a in conjunctions and but or prepositions in, on, at, that sort of thing.
The grammatical glue.
Precisely. They structure the sentence, show relationships between the main meaning words, the nouns, verbs, adjectives. Content words give you the what. Function words often hint at the how or the who.
Okay, so if they don't carry the main meaning, why are they so critical in a game like poker, where, you know, reading people is everything?
Well, this is the cool part. While someone's telling you their story, maybe bluffing about their hand, the content words are chosen carefully. But the function words, they often slip out more unconsciously. They can reveal the speaker's underlying psychological state, their confidence level, maybe even their subconscious intent. And in poker, that kind of info is gold, isn't it?
Definitely. So a player might be trying really hard to look confident, betting big, talking smoothly, but their subconscious use of, say, I versus something else could betray them.
Exactly that. Research suggests that when people are trying to deceive, whether it's a bluff at the table or, you know, anywhere else, they're not just picking their story. They're also, often without realizing it, picking their grammar. Hmm. And how often they use certain words like I, that first person pronoun, that tells you a lot about their emotional connection, their ownership of what they're saying.
Okay, let's zero in on I. How does using I relate to, say, truthfulness or confidence at the poker table?
Generally, yeah, using I more often tends to correlate with taking personal responsibility for what you're saying. You're owning it. I think I have the best hand feels different from the best hand might be over here.
Right, more direct.
It shows more emotional ownership, more accountability. Now, if you see a sudden drop in someone's use of I, or it disappears altogether, that can be a flag.
A flag for what? Like they're distancing themselves.
Exactly. Distancing. It can signal a lack of commitment to the words, maybe uncertainty about that bluff, or trying to put some psychological space between themselves and, well, the potential lie. Like I often say, when the word I disappears, so does accountability.
That's fascinating in poker. So instead of I raise, a bluffer might subconsciously lean towards something like the bet is raised. More passive.
Precisely. Creates that little bit of detachment. It's not just what they say, the content is how they say it. My research really hammers this home focus on the how, the function words. Right. It often reveals more than the explicit statements.
So it's like the grammar itself becomes a tell.
You got it. Subtle choices, big implications.
Okay, so beyond just spotting bluffs or truthfulness, can these words hint at other strategic intentions? Like what else might they give away?
Oh, absolutely. Function words, yeah, they don't have dictionary meanings, but they carry intent. Think about conjunctions again. A player says, I've got a good draw, and I think you missed yours. The and links those ideas, maybe suggesting confidence.
Okay.
But if they say, I've got a good draw, but that bet makes me nervous, see? The but signals a contrast, a conflict, maybe some underlying uncertainty or a different angle they're considering.
Yeah, that shift is huge.
And even just pronoun frequency. Are they saying my hand, my chips a lot, suggests focus, maybe attachment? Or are they speaking more generally, could indicate less investment? Like I always say, function words don't carry meaning. They carry intent.
This idea of distancing feels really central, especially with deception. How else does that show up verbally at the poker table, besides dropping the I?
Well, they might also use fewer first-person possessives, like my, so not just I think, but also maybe avoiding my read or my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the passive voice. That's a big one. A call was made instead of I called. It just sort of pushes the action away from them.
Right. Creates a buffer.
It's a psychological buffer. Exactly. They're distancing themselves from the words, from the potential deceit. Research points to this. Liars often avoid that direct I. As I put it, liars distance themselves from their words. Truth lives in the small, forgotten ones.
So a player can practice their poker face, practice their betting lines, fake the facts about their hand, but faking these ingrained language patterns under pressure, that's much harder.
Much, much harder. You can consciously decide to say you have pocket aces, right? But consistently controlling your use of articles, prepositions, pronouns, words you use thousands of times a day without thinking, while also calculating odds, reading opponents, managing pot size, that's incredibly difficult.
Too much cognitive load.
Exactly. These patterns are tied to deep, often unconscious habits and emotional states. So yeah, you can fake facts. You can't fake function words. It's like trying to fake your breathing pattern convincingly while running a marathon.
So in the shadows of deception, these little words are like the flashlight.
That's a good way to put it. Deceivers speak in shadows. Function words are the light.
This makes me completely rethink all that table talk you hear.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that seems like just noise, just banter.
Well, it's often not just noise. That's the whole point. Those junk words are valuable data points.
Like Vobel poker tells.
Precisely the analogy I use. Like poker tells. Junk words whisper truths about lies, connections, stress, and status. Just like a physical tell, a twitch, a glance, these verbal tells, these function word patterns, can leak information about a player's real state.
So listening closely to how someone asks how much you got left might actually tell you more than the question itself.
It absolutely could. Are they using I? Are they hesitant? What conjunctions are they using in their chatter? It all adds to the picture.
And you're saying this isn't just about deception, right? These patterns tell us other things too.
Definitely. It's not just lie detection. Function word analysis gives insights into emotional states. Like, studies show people experiencing depression often use I more frequently.
Really? More I?
Yeah, more self-focus. Also, power dynamics. Sometimes higher status individuals might use less I because they're focused outward on directing or stating facts, not justifying their perspective.
Huh. Less I for power players sometimes?
Can be. And things like language matching when people start unconsciously mimicking each other's function word use. That often signals rapport, connection, even attraction. Language matching, love at all, as the saying goes. Well, kinda.
So it's a whole spectrum of social and psychological information packed into these tiny words.
Absolutely. It's not just the nouns that lie, it's the pronouns that reveal. The truth really does hide in plain sight, you know? In the and, but, and the.
Which brings us back to the start. Speech play isn't banter. It's leverage. Understanding this gives you an edge, not just in poker, but in communication generally.
It truly does. Knowing what to listen for beyond the main message.
This has been super illuminating. It really drives home how much we communicate beneath the surface. So wrapping up, what's the big takeaway for someone listening, maybe someone heading to a poker game tonight?
I'd say the key thing is listen deeper. Don't just hear the words, listen to the pattern, listen for those function words. Pay attention to shifts in pronouns, the use of conjunctions. They offer clues, often unconscious clues, about truth, about intent, about how someone's really feeling. Works at the poker table, works in a business meeting, works at home.
It really underscores that idea that what we say tells you what we think. How we say it tells you who we are. Even the smallest words count, especially under pressure.
Couldn't have said it better.
So here's a final thought to chew on. Now that you're tuned into the secret lives of these small words, how might that change how you listen, not just at the poker table, but everywhere? What subtle shifts might you start noticing in others, and maybe even in yourself? And how could you use that awareness? Something to think about.
Definitely food for thought.
Thanks for this fascinating dive today. I'm Ed Reif, and this has been The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.